英語の試験は、はじめにリスニング、次にリーディングの順序で行います。リーディングの指示は、リスニングが終わった後で行います。試験に関する指示は、すべて録音された音声によって行いますので、ページの開閉も音声の指示に従ってください。これからリスニングの指示を読みますので、問題冊子の表紙を見ながら注意して聞いてください。1. リスニングにはパート1、2、3の3つがあります。2. 各パートが始まる前に日本語で説明をします。注意して聞いてください。3. 問題冊子には問いと4つの選択肢が与えられています。その中から最も適当と思われる答えを1つ選んで、回答カードの相当欄をマークしてください。4. 各パートが終わったら、音声による指示があるまで他のページを開けないで待っていてください。5. パート1では10の短い会話を聞きます。それぞれの会話についての問いに答えてください。6. パート2ではパート1より長い会話を2つ聞きます。それぞれの会話についての問いに答えてください。7. パート3では講義を2つ聞きます。講義の内容についてそれぞれ5つの問いに答えてください。8. 会話や講義を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。回答カードのマークの仕方は1ページに書かれています。では1ページを開けて確認してください。それではこれから試験を始めます。パート1では10の短い会話を聞きます。会話を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。それぞれの会話についての問いに答えてください。問題冊子に書かれている問いを読み、最も適当と思われる答えを1つ選んで、回答カードの相当欄をマークしてください。10番の回答が終わっても、指示があるまで次のページを開けないで待っていてください。では、2ページを開けてください。Now, let's begin. 1.
Hi, Sakura. How's your new part-time job?
It's good, but sometimes I don't finish until 11 p.m. I'm so tired after work that I can hardly keep up with my school assignments.
That's not good. Why don't you talk to your boss and ask to work fewer hours?
Yeah, you're right. I think I'll do that.
Two.
Have you tried the new coffee machine in the science building, Kevin?
No, not yet. I'm going there now. I'll check it out.
Don't forget that it's cashless.
Thanks for reminding me, Shiho. I'll take my IC card.
Three.
Hey, Nana. Are you studying abroad next year?
Actually, no. I'm doing an internship in Tokyo instead.
How come? I thought your heart was set on going to England to study English.
Well, I'm doing it because it sounds interesting and I can speak English all day. The official language of the company is English.
Four.
Excuse me, Professor Bianco. Do you have a few minutes to complete a questionnaire?
Sorry, I'm busy right now. Why don't you come to my office right after fifth period on Friday? I would be happy to fill it out then.
Okay, I'll be there.
Be punctual, please. I would like to leave my office as early as I can.
Five.
Hey, Rin. How are you doing in Professor Bergman's lectures?
Hi, Toru. Oh, not great. I like him, but I don't always understand what he is talking about because he has such a quiet voice.
I know what you mean. I am also having a hard time understanding him.
I think I will sign up for a tutorial with him.
Six.
How do you like your classes this term, Steve?
Hi, Rachel. All my classes have been very interesting so far, but my advanced English class is on the fourth floor of Adams Hall. It takes a long time to get up there.
I didn't know there were classrooms up there. My classes are either on the first or second floor of Whittaker Building.
Lucky you. One nice thing about my classroom is that it has a great view.
Seven.
Hi now. Have you heard about the guest lecturer next week?
No, I haven't. Who is it?
Professor Matsuzaki. She graduated from here several years ago and went to Oxford to do her doctorate in engineering. Her latest book, Engineering and Happiness, is a bestseller.
Wow, engineering and happiness? Sounds very unusual, but I'm interested.
Yeah, if you read the book, you'll see what it means. It's a great read.
Eight.
Good morning, Miyu. Did you submit your presentation slides?
I had a disaster. I thought I had emailed them to Professor Kim just before Friday's deadline, but the next morning I realized I had attached a different file. I sent the right one as soon as I realized, but now I'm worried she will fail me.
Oh no, I have done that before. Don't worry, I'm sure she will understand.
Do you think so? She's very strict about deadlines.
Yes, but she is fair, and it was an honest mistake.
Nine.
Hey, Kay, you went on a homestay in the U.S. over the summer, right? When did you get back?
Hi, Tiff. Yeah, I got back just a week ago. I had an amazing time there. The weather was sunny. My host family was so nice and friendly. Their house was right by Venice Beach, so I went rollerblading every weekend.
That sounds great. Did you rollerblade before you went there?
No, I didn't. But my host brother showed me how. He was really helpful. He also taught me some Spanish.
Sounds like you had a great experience. Let's get some coffee and you can tell me more about it.
Ten.
Hi, you're Ray, right? We're in the same research writing class that started last week. I'm Kana.
Hey, Kana. How do you like the class? We have many assignments and small tests, don't we?
Yeah, I'm struggling with one of them. Professor Smith asked us to download a language app and describe how it works in our weekly journal, but I can't find a good app.
There are many free apps. I recommend Lingo ABC. It's easy to use and fun.
Oh, I've never heard of that one. How do I find it?
Why don't we sit down somewhere so I can show you?
問題冊子はそのままにして、パート2についての説明を聞いてください。パート2では、パート1より長い会話を2つ聞きます。会話を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。それぞれの会話について、問題冊子に書かれている問いを読み、最も適当と思われる答えを1つ選んで、回答カードの相当欄をマークしてください。15番の回答が終わっても、指示があるまで次のページを開けないで待っていてください。 では、 4ページを開けてください。Questions 11 to 12. Listen to the conversation between two students.
Hey, Ken, what's that you're reading?
Hi, Sarah. It's just some information I picked up at the new students' orientation. It's a list of all the circles and clubs we can join.
Oh, yeah? Have you found something you like? How about the Jam? It's a rock music circle. You're a great guitarist and pretty good on the drums. It's perfect for you.
Actually, I really want to try something new.
Oh, you mean a new instrument?
No, I mean something completely new. I like this club, Gridiron. It's an American football club.
Oh, Ken, really? I think you have to be big and tough to play American football.
Hey, what do you mean? I'm tougher than you think. Anyway, it will be a good challenge for me. How about you, Sarah? Are you joining any clubs or circles?
Yeah, I'm joining Snappers. In fact, I signed up this morning.
Snappers? Oh, I haven't seen that one. Is it a dance circle or something?
No, it's a photography club. Each month they have a theme competition. For example, in April the theme is nature, in May portraits, and in June sports.
That sounds fun. Come and watch me in June. You can take a picture of me scoring a touchdown.
Sure can, if you last that long.
Questions 13 to 15. Listen to the conversation between three students.
Hey, did either of you finish Mr. Keller's math homework? I found it really tough. What did you think about it, Marty?
I couldn't do it, John. It was too hard. Those quadratic equations were impossible. I went to his office to ask for help this morning, but he wasn't there. How about you, Hannah? Were you able to do it?
Yeah, I figured it out.
Really? How?
Well, I found this tutorial video online. It breaks down the problem into a series of simple steps. As long as you follow them all, it's actually pretty easy.
Wow, could you share the video with me, please, Hannah? It's exactly what I need.
Could you share it with me, too? I need all the help I can get.
Sure, I'll send you both the link.
Great, thank you. I wish I had called you about this last night. It would have saved me a lot of time and stress.
Hey, why don't we set up a study group? It will be helpful for Mr. Keller's next nightmare homework assignment.
I'm in. The more minds, the better.
Agreed. And it's more fun to work as a team.
問題冊子はそのままにして、パート3についての説明を聞いてください。パート3では2つの講義を聞きます。講義を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。それぞれの講義終了後に90秒の回答時間が与えられます。講義について問題冊子に書かれている5つの問いを読み、最も適当と思われる答えを1つ選んで回答カードの相当欄をマークしてください。では 6ページを開けて、
Questions 16 to 20. Listen to the lecture.
Good morning, everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about an invisible, natural phenomenon that exists throughout the entire planet. It shields us from the solar wind, protects us from harmful cosmic radiation, and guides travelers and migratory animals. Can anyone guess what I'm talking about? It is the Earth's magnetic field, a dynamic and ever-changing force generated by the movement of molten iron within the Earth's core. Few people know that over time, it can undergo a complete reversal, with the north and south magnetic poles switching places. This phenomenon is called magnetic polar reversal. And scientists believe it has happened many times throughout the Earth's history and are certain it'll happen again someday. So, in this lecture, I want to show some evidence for magnetic polar reversal. Then, I will discuss when scientists think it will occur next. Finally, I'm going to describe what scientists think may happen during a magnetic polar reversal. First of all, how do scientists know that the planet's magnetic poles have reversed in the past? The strongest evidence comes from geology, the study of rocks. When rocks form, certain minerals line up according to the magnetic field present at that time. By sampling and analyzing these rocks, scientists can determine the direction and intensity of magnetic fields through time. A comparison of samples collected from various locations and ages reveals clear patterns of past reversals. Similar patterns can be seen in fossils and ancient pottery. Now, when will the next magnetic polar reversal occur? Estimates suggest that reversals happen on average every 200,000 to 300,000 years and take several thousand years to complete. However, reversal intervals can vary widely from tens of thousands to millions of years. The last time it occurred was approximately 780,000 years ago. Does this mean we should expect a reversal to happen soon? Well, although scientists can approximate the dates of past magnetic polar reversals, they admit that predicting the next one is almost impossible. The underlying processes are extremely complex and not fully understood, so an accurate prediction cannot be made. It is sure to occur again, but nobody knows when. You may be wondering, what will happen when the next magnetic polar reversal occurs? Well, during the process, scientists believe the Earth's magnetic field will weaken, leading to reduced protection from the solar wind and cosmic radiation. This may cause health problems such as increased rates of cancer and genetic mutation. It may also give rise to problems for our economy due to potential disruptions to satellite communication networks and electrical power systems. Another prediction is that a change in the alignment of the magnetic field could affect the environment. Many creatures, such as birds, sea turtles, whales, and some insects, have a magnetic sense they rely on for navigation. A shift in the Earth's magnetic field could affect their migratory patterns, and this could have broader consequences affecting food chains and other ecological processes. To recap, the Earth's magnetic field is an essential aspect of our planet. It is not static. It has flipped many times in the Earth's history, and it is expected to do so again, although nobody knows when. A reversal of the magnetic field could create problems for ecosystems and leave us vulnerable to the effects of cosmic radiation, causing problems for our health and society. But beyond its function, the Earth's magnetic field also serves as a reminder that there are powerful, invisible forces shaping our world, and it shows the interconnectedness of all life on Earth. Now, before the next class, I would like you all to watch a video about how sea creatures use the Earth's magnetic field to navigate. The link is given on the syllabus. Please watch this video and prepare for a short test at the beginning of next week's class. Don't forget, tutorials are available for anyone who would like some help.
では、16番から20番までの問いに答えてください。回答時間は90秒です。 では、8ページに進んで2つ目の講義を聞いてください。
Questions 21 to 25. Listen to the lecture.
Everyone hopes to live a long life free of pain and suffering. I'm sure you do, don't you? Well, you might be surprised to hear that there are actually some benefits to experiencing pain. Have you ever wondered why people push themselves through painful experiences, like running marathons, getting tattoos, and even entering hot pepper eating contests? They engage in these painful activities to test their courage and perseverance, and perhaps because they find some meaning in their suffering. In this lecture, I want to talk about the important role pain plays in our lives. First, I will briefly describe some groups that use painful rituals, and then I will share some research that explores the benefits pain can bring to social relationships. Let's start by looking at some groups that use painful rituals. Groups such as street gangs, student societies, sports teams, and elite military forces often require candidates to undergo initiation rituals to gain membership. They may require new candidates to complete an uncomfortable or painful task like being beaten, swimming in ice-cold water, or carrying heavy objects over long distances. Religions also have intense rituals such as fasting, self-flagellation, and long pilgrimages. In fact, it is common for religions to incorporate acts of suffering so people can demonstrate their devotion to their faith. Do you know of any specific examples of painful rituals? Well, one interesting example is found in the Hindu festival called Thaipusam. Every year, huge numbers of believers from Tamil communities in India, Sri Lanka, and Malaysia show their devotion to the Hindu god Lord Murugan by piercing themselves with pins, spikes, and skewers. Some hang heavy objects or drag carts using hooks attached to their chest or back. People believe that these acts instill spiritual discipline, and the greater pain a person endures, the greater devotion they have towards their faith. Thaipusam may be an extreme example of people performing rituals to test their commitment towards a group or higher good, but other similar practices can be found throughout the world. Next, let's look a little deeper at why groups use these painful practices. In 1959, two psychologists from Stanford University, Aronson and Mills, were the first to document the extraordinary effects of group initiation tests. They found that the more difficult or uncomfortable an initiation task was, the more people valued membership of that group. Aronson and Mills argued that the primary reason for this is people wanting to believe that the pain was worth it. Other similar experiments investigated the link between pain and social bonding by having groups of participants perform a series of painful and relatively painless tasks. These experiments found that the group who performed the painful tasks felt more solidarity than those who performed the painless ones. It is believed that experiencing pain can deepen the bonds between group members. Perhaps this is why people look back with pride at the painful experiences they shared with others. Given these benefits, we can see how painful rituals and ordeals play an important role in our lives. For years, much of the research concerning pain has been directed at trying to manage and measure pain rather than understanding the vital role it can play in understanding ourselves. Researchers should do more to examine the various ways in which pain can benefit us. Their efforts may shed light on how people around the world find meaning, form bonds, and build communities.
では、21番から25番までの問いに答えてください。回答時間は90秒です。 鉛筆を置いてください。これでリスニングは終わりです。引き続きリーディングに進みます。